This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cash the Ticket, presented by FanDuel.
How do you want to wrap season two? What do you got on your menu here? What do you want to talk to me about?
Okay, so I have some NFL draft stuff. I just want to talk sports with you. Can we do that one more time before football season?
I guess. I'm so sick of the draft, but yes.
Okay. I thought we were team no bad ideas. That's what I want to do. And I do want some early derby thoughts. I know you'll pay that off, too.
Oh, I got you on that. That's okay. Fine. No problem.
And I have mailbag.
Okay. Let's attack.
Let's hit it off.
Yeah, let's do this.
I have some winners and losers from the draft.
No grades. Winners and
losers. Are we not allowed to do grades?
I hate grades.
But you know, this is the media machine. We can't wait 3 years and do the marshmallow test.
I know. Like, I also think
it's
dumb.
Guys, I'll give my opinion in 3 years.
No, I agree. You can talk about what you like and don't like, but I always find the letter grade to just be so stupid.
It's just a simplification of the, like, how you feel about your team. Anyway,
okay, I'm listening.
Some winners. I have the city of Detroit as a winner. Record-setting performance.
Great. Because you know what it is today? Right back to normal.
But I think there's a lot of lazy narratives that, you know,
oh, sure. People thought they were going to come to Detroit.
Get carjacked.
Get in a rap battle. Cheddar Bob would shoot himself in the dick. You'd get carjacked. No, we're none of those things.
Right.
Detroit's a very good place.
Yes.
Our city is just a little sparse, a little spread out.
But I would tell you, that could have been a million if there weren't, you know, restrictions on the number of people let in those first two nights.
Or if we had a more Grant Park, you know, Chicago setup, or
but Chicago didn't hold a candle to what Detroit has done. You could have had three drafts in Chicago, and they wouldn't have drawn
what
we drew this last week. And so, just the city of Detroit was an early winner.
Sure,
JJ McCarthy, a popular quarterback on this podcast, winner in that he landed in a good situation.
Yes, okay. I guess. Yeah, okay. I'm thrilled for him.
Okay,
listen, but he's also the mortal enemy of any Lions fan.
Correct.
This is where, if you're a Wolverine fan, I don't understand how you root for JJ now that he's wearing the purple and gold.
Can't do it.
No. You got to hope you go in and knock this kid out of a football game so you're facing Nick Mullins' punchable face.
Or Sam Darnold.
That's it. Like, your whole value point is you don't want JJ severely hurt, but like, your job is, no, I want JJ McCarthy to be terrible or have an injury-riddled career or both. Because if you're a Lions fan, if JJ's any good, the Vikings are going to be a distinct problem. I think the NFC North could be second best division in football behind the AFC North.
Speaking of the AFC North, winner, Steelers. Been talking about this O-line for years.
Loved it.
They get
Zach Frazier.
Yep, and the tackle out of Washington.
Listen, the Steeler O-line was a problem. They double dipped on it. It's like the Lions with the secondary. Bill Walsh always used to talk about it. You don't like dodge your fears. It's not a one and done. If you have a weakness, double down on fixing the weakness. If you need a corner, take two. You need a guard, take two. Fix the problem. The Steelers are attempting to fix the problem. The Lions, they didn't just trade up for Terrion Arnold. They drafted Rakestraw. Fix the problem.
And the problem, Lions give up the most air yards in the league, most yards per catch. That's a downfield issue.
Yeah.
Double up on the corners. Another team that doubled up at corner, the Eagles.
Yes.
I thought they were a winner.
It's the problem.
Yes.
You know what's amazing with
the NBA playoffs are underway and you want to get to the game? Me too, but I'm a Pistons fan. Let me live through you. Get your tickets with Game Time. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which means you're getting your playoff tickets even faster. Prices on Game Time actually go down closer to tip-off. Save up to 60% buy-in last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, whatever. Like, let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Reigning champs, hot ticket. You click on the game in the app. Flash deals, under $300. Yellow lightning bolt, it stands out. Red fire emoji, cheapest seat, $115. And that's all in pricing. That's no surprise fees at checkout. I've used Game Time to buy Red Wings tickets. Nothing better than going to a baseball game day of. Boom, boom, you click in, easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account. Use that code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account. Redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Eagles. And I think in some ways the Lions are becoming this. I feel like any player I actually really like ends up on the Eagles.
For years to be the Ravens would be a team like that.
Yep.
Yep.
And again, it's a sign of a good franchise. I mean, what's your problem? Our secondary is terrible. Our defense was terrible. Fix the problem. The Eagles walk away with arguably the number one corner. They double down on it. You know, it's one of these deals where you're like, okay, this makes sense. I mean, Cooper DeJean.
Yep. Second round.
Quinyon Mitchell. You're adding these pieces to that defense. Fix the problem.
Later in the draft, they took Shipley and Trotter, some guys for some depth.
And it's Jeremiah Trotter's kid.
I know.
Philadelphia Eagle ball player. He was a good linebacker for Clemson.
And they manipulated the board. They have 9 picks next year. So, like, they got their dudes, and then they.
What did you make of your Lions effing them picks?
Little bit, right?
Yeah, no third, no fourth.
And think about how the thirds have been used by Holmes, right? He used a third to get Carlton Davis. He used a third to move up and draft Arnold in this draft. And then he used next year's third to get a 6'8 mammoth of a human being.
Yep.
He won't have that next year.
Right.
So it is, let's not exaggerate it. This isn't burn all the picks. But
I think the Lions turned a corner and acting like big boys.
Yes.
Fuck the picks.
He traded up 4 times. That's a heat check. A general manager's like, I'm trading. Yeah. I'm going to get my dudes. I'm red hot. I know this board. I know this league. I'm going to go do it.
That also worries me a little bit. So he's starting to feel himself a little bit at the blackjack
table. This is him hosting from the logo.
Yeah.
If you're Steph, it's a great shot. Yeah. Everybody else.
Yes. You've said it all.
Chargers were a winner. I think a very tone-setter draft for Harbaugh. You take the tackle right away, and Joe Alt, maybe the safest guy in the draft. Ladd McConkey fits.
He's a Harbaugh player.
Yep. And then I like Vidal, the running back out of Troy.
Yes.
Really savvy late pick for them. I think he could end up being the lead guy.
Yeah, and he's a physical player.
Yep.
And again, they signed J.K. Dobbins. They signed a couple of reclamation projects. They'll find a running back.
Yep.
You don't pay running backs.
Nope.
You find running backs.
And they will.
Or if you're the Giants, you just don't have any running backs.
One more winner, and then we'll go losers. I had Saban, Belichick as analysts.
Winners.
Yep.
I think their caustic personality can be very good on television. I think it's the opposite of Tom Brady. Saban and Belichick have nothing to lose. They're in their 70s. They're out here having a good time. They're finally able to cut the PC shit. They can do what they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brady will never go to the space that those two go. Too safe, too worried about his brand. I don't think Brady's going to be any good at this.
I hear you, but I'll tell you, Saban was and Belichick was. Belichick told a story about Randy Moss hanging up the phone on him 3 different times when they tried to trade for him.
Yeah.
And then he's talking about, coach, you're never going to see single high anymore. Get ready for 2 high and cover 2. It was just a cool little insight. And if they're going to tell stories, they've been around the game forever. If they're going to like actually let people behind the curtain,
that's the key.
They're 2 of the smartest, sharpest guys around.
If you're not going to share, if you're not going to be interesting, it doesn't mean you have to be provocative. It doesn't mean you have to do like Stephen A. Smith hot take shit. But
clearly.
Like, right. They were very good.
Very good.
I'd love to see them do more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.